Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series Power Tool Accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
In May of 2021, a young anthropologist, Sarah Beaulieu, used ground-penetrating radar in and near the Kamloops Indian Residential School, once part of the Canadian Indian Residential School System in Kamloops, British Columbia, at one time the largest residential school in Canada, says Wikipedia, enrollment peaking at 500 in the 1950s. The young anthropologist discovered what appeared at the time to be 200 unmarked graves. Wikipedia adds this caveat, though only, quote, only forensic investigation with excavation, end quote, could confirm if these were actually human remains. A year later, Tom Flanagan, a professor emeritus of political science at the University of Calgary, published in the posting Unheard about the events that followed this discovery in Kamloops, including the involvement of the federal government, the prime minister, many Native Americans mourning the loss of what were presumed in the conversation to be children from the Kamloops Indian Residential School. The surprise here is that none of this is confirmed. And I welcome Conrad Black, of the National Post, writing most recently, not only to update Professor Flanagan's observation that nothing was confirmed in 2022 when he published in June of 2022, but it is now late August 2023 and nothing is confirmed. Conrad, I hope I've got the chronology right. The allegation is made in 2021. The Prime Minister joins in the allegation. The flags of Canada are lowered. There's great mourning. Yes. If and when it's proved there's reason for great mourning, this would be a national tragedy. But Professor Flanagan says in June of 2022 that nothing is confirmed. As of yet, no excavation, no proof of human remains. Have I said all that correctly for your column in the National Post? Good evening to you, Conrad.
Good evening to you, John. Yes, you said it correctly. And what Tom Flanagan said in June of 2022 remains true at the end of August of 2023. $27 million was voted to excavate carefully and respectfully, as one does in a cemetery, to see if, in fact, these were graves picked up by the underground radar. And if they were children's graves associated with the residential school or not. And presumably, if that were done, which it has not been done, despite the voting of ample funds to do it, I mean, it doesn't take $27 million to dig up a grave. If that is done, it would be possible from DND and other sources to find out who, at least whether these people were Native children or not, and possibly what the cause of death was. But in any case, it has also come to light that all deaths in these schools were carefully recorded. So there's no question of hiding the corpses of anybody. And it should be mentioned, you touched on it, that the alleged or possible graves discovered were in or adjacent to a community cemetery. So even if they are, in fact, the bodies of deceased people underneath the ground, there's no assurance whatever they had anything to do with that residential school. It just happens to be nearby.
The allegation is profound and needs to be proved in order to make the next step, which is apologies, reparation, grief. That's all happened without proof. So therefore, there's an opportunity now for the government, the federal government in Ottawa, or the British Columbia government to move in and validate or not the allegation. It's suggestive, and I'm an outsider, Conrad, following your column in Canada. It's suggestive that there are people who don't want it resolved, or there are people who are afraid of the resolution in some fashion because of political advantage. Now, that's a cynical outsider. Is that how it feels inside?
I'm afraid it does. It's not cynicism at all. I think it's unfortunately a very logical, a tentative conclusion. Since the funds have been amply voted to get to the bottom of this and find out if it really is a frightful scandal or indeed something quite innocuous, and it hasn't been done, the question poses itself, as you have just done, why hasn't it been done? Since it has been requested and funded. And so the answer must be that those who might logically conduct the research have not done so for fear that the result of the research will undercut claims they have made and from which they themselves have profited. Now, I don't want to go any farther than that and actually accuse anybody, but I do agree with you that that suspicion naturally arises in this fact situation. I mean, otherwise, why hasn't it been resolved? And incidentally, in addition to $27 million voted specifically to find out what went on in that cemetery, I mean, $27 million in a little cemetery in semi-rural British Columbia? And I mean, anyone who drives through a cemetery any day can see that something is being dug up to bury somebody or move somebody or something like that. I mean, it's not that difficult to do it. And in addition to that, $596 million, more than half a billion dollars, has been deluged upon apparently aggrieved people as a result of these supposed infant deaths. I mean, this is a scandalously reckless use of the public's money. And it's not as if we're running colossal surpluses up here where we're not borrowing what we overspend.
Tom Flanagan is a professor emeritus at the University of Calgary, writing in Unheard. You are a distinguished biographer writing in the National Post. Both of you have published boldly the question, what's there? Let's find out what's there. I presume that you have not had legal action directed you or the government hasn't called you up and called you into question. You're asking honest questions. And the silence is puzzling, Conrad. Puzzling why there's not clarity from Ottawa.
It is very puzzling and very distressing. And no, I've had no threats at all. I've had some people, which they have a perfect right to do, of course, write into the newspaper on its website and disagree with me. I've had many agree with me and some disagree with me. Nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's all fair comment and public discourse. But in terms of a threat to me or a challenge or someone saying for declaratively that what I'm saying is rubbish or not true, and this is why, there's been none of that, not a syllable of it.
So we'll establish logically, and logic can be a burden, but here I'll try. It's unproved. The allegation is unproved, and the possibility that it's not true is unproved. You can't prove either until you take the next step, ground-penetrating radar, and penetrate the ground. Dig, exhume, and see what's there. Kamloops could do it. British Columbia could do it. Ottawa could do it. And I think that if there are doubts, the people who are mourning need to know as well in order to, for resolution, for some kind of closure.
I couldn't agree more.
So let's get to it, Conrad, so you don't have to write a third column.
Yeah, that's right. I don't like harping on this subject, but you're quite right. I mean, nothing could be easier. It's a straight one phone call, and 2 days later, we'll get to the bottom of things.
Conrad Black, writing for the National Post on a story that has the potential of being extremely unhappy, upsetting, and a dark period in Canadian life, but it's not proved. Tom Flanagan writing it Unheard in June of 2022, if you want to see his article. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Milo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 8/7 to 8/20. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims. Sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.